see, the devil likes to bring distractions of all kinds. I think I've learned how to handle them a whole lot better than I used to.
Amen.
I remember years ago, I was teaching a Bible study, and a man challenged me in front of the whole group, and I tried to be patient. My patience lasted a long time. I mean, it lasted a whole 5 minutes, I'm telling you. No, it was long. It was a little longer than that. But I remember I just went off on him in front of the whole class, and that just ruined the class, praise God. And so it don't serve me to lose my cool and lose my temper, praise Jesus. I mean, my son tried to challenge me yesterday. Thought he could get me to go off on him and so he can call the police. So he lost that one. Hallelujah. But you know what? You know why? Do you know why that is? Because y'all been praying for your pastor. Amen?
Amen.
Y'all been praying for your pastor. And see, when you, I told you this a long time ago. If you want a new pastor, pray for the one you got.
Amen.
God will change him and he will become a new pastor. Amen? Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. So, I hope y'all don't mind. We just stay an extra, maybe 20 minutes or so, or 30 minutes or so. Because I just want to give y'all something before we go. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, we want to talk to you today just a little bit about what I like to call throne room rights. Say throne room rights.
Throne room rights.
You know, my wife was telling me yesterday, you know, she said, I give y'all too much vegetables. I feed y'all too much healthy food. And she said, you very seldom give us dessert. I told her, dessert's not good for you. I said, I got to keep feeding you the healthy vitamins and stuff. But, you know, I'm going to try to give you some dessert today, all right? But it's going to be healthy dessert. It's good for you. You know, the problem is because sometimes we talk or I come from a group that has spent so much time teaching on the blessings of God and how you can get blessed by God that people were more focused on his blessings than they were on him. Amen?
Amen.
The thing I don't ever want y'all to do is to get focused on everything that all your privileges in Christ, but you don't focus on Christ himself. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. So I want y'all to focus on Christ himself, but there are blessings in Christ that you have. And for example, I got so much I could teach on prayer that I could spend the next 3 years preaching on nothing but prayer every Sunday. And so instead of doing that, I've written a couple of books. One of them is out now called The Willingness of God. I got a hardback copy in the back. It costs a lot more than the soft cover. And I want to teach a little bit from chapter 4 of the book today. It would take me several weeks to really expound on chapter 4 of this book. But I do want to give others opportunity because I believe God has some things to say through some other people. So I'm just going to teach a little bit today that hopefully that will encourage you, that will get you excited, that will help you to see that prayer really is effective and it does work. I want you to understand you have rights in Christ. Praise God.
Amen.
I know people don't, that's not a popular teaching within many evangelical circles, but you really do have rights in Christ. Just like those of us who are American citizens, we have certain rights that some of y'all who ain't American citizens don't have. Praise God. And so the child of God has rights with God that some others simply just do not have. I have the right as a child of God to go into God's throne room anytime and ask for stuff and get stuff. Praise God.
Amen.
That's why I like to call that throne room rights. I'm not the first one to come up with the phrase. I stole the phrase from somebody else. But the teaching that I'm about to give you is basically from the insights and revelations that God has given to me personally. Glory to God. But let's look at 1 John chapter 5. A very familiar passage. You've heard me preach on it a number of times. You'll probably hear me preach on it again more times. It's just like I told y'all the story before about how my pastor, when I was in California, the man preached on Mark chapter 11, verse 23 and 24 for so many months, we was getting so fed up with it. Oh, he gave us different titles, but it's always the same sermon. I'm like, you know, one day I didn't know I was the only one thinking it, but I guess everybody else was thinking it too, because when one day he got up and we said, oh man, I know he's going to preach on something new this week. And so he says, today we're going to talk about doubt, the thief of faith. I'm like, oh man, a different sermon this time. Turn with me to Mark chapter 11, verse 23 and 24. I'm like, what again? And so he's turning and he looks up and he says, you know, I know some of y'all getting tired of this scripture. He said, but when you start walking in this and you start getting it, then I'll stop preaching it. So we said, okay, let's start walking in it so we can hear something different. Glory to God. But so as soon as you start walking in some of this stuff, we'll move on to some other things. Praise God. Amen. Don't think prayer is the only thing I know to talk about. Y'all know that already. Or temptation or sin or things like that. But we need to pre-pray, and we need to pray in faith. Praise God.
Amen.
And when we understand that we have throne room rights, we have right to access God's throne room and get stuff from Him, then it will make a difference to us. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, it says, and this is the confidence that we have in Him. Say confidence.
Confidence.
That we have in Him, that if we ask anything, say anything, according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him. Praise God.
Amen.
So we can have confidence. We don't have to be in fear to go before God's throne room. As a matter of fact, that word confidence means boldness. Say boldness. Now, I like Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let me look at that one real quick. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 talks about the going before God's throne of grace. Say God's throne of grace. Ain't you glad that God doesn't have a throne of wrath? You should be glad about that. Ain't you glad that God doesn't have... Now, God does have a judgment seat, but God puts more emphasis when it comes to His children. He puts more emphasis on the throne of grace. Say throne of grace.
Throne of grace.
Oh, I like that. I'm glad that God has a throne of grace and not a throne of wrath. Praise God.
Amen.
And it says, let us therefore come boldly. Say boldly.
Boldly.
That word boldly is the same word that you saw in 1 John chapter 5 talking about confidence. See, as I've told you many times, the Bible, the New Testament, was originally written in the Greek language and was translated into the English language. And so it uses certain words in different ways, but most of the time they mean the same thing. Confidence, boldness, is the same thing. God wants you to come before His throne boldly. Praise God.
Amen.
See, some of us, we come before God's throne like this, all timid, scared to go up there, scared to talk to Him. Oh, God. We don't have to do that. See, Trisha, are you scared to ask me for anything? Well, are you?
Depends.
Generally, are you scared to ask me for anything?
The computer wasn't fixed. Not really.
All right. For somebody who usually at home comes to me just says anything she wants, she sure is timid when she comes here. But but this child really is not scared to ask me for anything. She don't always get it, but she ain't scared to ask. The thing is that I'm her father. She knows that she can come to me and ask for stuff. Praise God.
Amen.
Just like yesterday, somebody was bold enough to say, Daddy, don't take the car with you tomorrow because I need to drive. I need to learn how to drive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. That was pretty bold. She wasn't... Now, when she came to me and said that, she wasn't afraid of my wrath. She wasn't afraid that I was going to jump up and smack her down and say, hey! Don't you ever ask me for the car again. No. She came to me boldly and said, Daddy, don't take the car tomorrow. I need to learn how to drive. Praise God.
Amen.
So She's my child. She's not afraid to come to me.
No.
Most of you consider me your spiritual father.
Yeah.
I consider, like, for example, I consider Nancy a spiritual daughter. Nancy, have you ever been afraid to ask me for something? How do you consider when they come in here? All the phone calls I got, Pastor, I need you to help me with this.
But
anyway, you, with God, if you're timid with me, you need to stop, because I'm such a beautiful, wonderful, nice person. Praise God.
Amen.
Is there anybody who's not afraid of me? Except for my wife. I can't believe y'all. Y'all can't be afraid of me, of all people.
Look, we are afraid in respect.
Oh, okay, all right.
Fear is different.
Okay, yeah. I appreciate that part, because I should be respecting y'all as well. Praise God.
Amen.
Respect is reciprocal. Do you know that God respects His people?
Amen.
God respects people.
Yes.
See, we don't. And people think that they get in a certain position, they can be rude to somebody. As a pastor, I can't be rude. As a matter of fact, if I'm rude to you, you're God's children. God will deal with me. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So don't be afraid of me, because I fear God in a reverential sense. I fear Him. So don't think I'm gonna ever mistreat you, because I know I got to answer to Him. Praise God.
Amen.
So you can come to me, but I appreciate the fact that y'all respect your pastor. That's beautiful. That's a wonderful thing. But anyway, God wants you to come before Him boldly to the throne of grace. Praise God.
Amen.
That you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Whenever you need help from God, God doesn't, He does not tell you to come before His throne timidly. Oh God, please help me. No, God says, come before me boldly. Say boldly.
Boldly.
See, if I didn't have the right to come before God, I couldn't be bold about it. Praise God. But because I have the right to come before God, I can be bold about it. See, Trisha as my daughter, has a right to talk to me as her father. Praise God. As your pastor, you have a right to come to me and expect me to shepherd you.
Amen.
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 You have a right to counsel that nobody else has. You have a right to the wisdom that God has given me that nobody else has. Now, you should understand that God does give your pastor wisdom that nobody else gets. Praise God.
Amen.
It's not that God, I'm better than anybody else. It's that because God puts me in a certain position, He gives me the anointing for that position.
Amen.
And I'm able and it's not for myself, but for your benefit. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So as your pastor, you have a right to come to me and expect me to give you the shepherding and guidance that you need. Glory to God.
Amen.
Now it's up to you whether you actually do what I tell you to do or not. All right. But so you have the boldness to come before your heavenly Father and get His guidance, His counsel, His help. Glory to God.
Amen.
Now, let's go back to 1 John 5:14, but let's look at it in the American Standard Version of it. It says, and this is the boldness which we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Say boldness.
Boldness.
God wants you to be bold. Praise God. He wants you to come before Him boldly. Let me show it to you from the Amplified Bible. And this is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness. Say privilege.
Privilege.
Of boldness.
Of boldness.
You have the privilege of boldness. See, you can be bold before God. You can stand before Him and ask Him for stuff and expect to get it. You can make, as the Amplified Bible says, you can make any request according to His will. And if we had more time, I would show you that His will simply means His word. But you can just get my book, read it, and you'll learn it. Praise God. All right. So, turn to Ephesians chapter 3. I want to show you why you have this access, why you have the right to go before God's throne. And it is not because you're so pretty, or you're so handsome, or you've been such a good boy or girl. Ephesians chapter 3.
I once heard the story of a famous man in a king in a kingdom, and this man had was very influential in the kingdom, and so he asked to have a few minutes with the king, and the king, whose time was very precious, invited the man to come for only 5 minutes. And so when it was time for him to come before the king began to talk or to hear what he had to say. But then the king's son came into the room with a broken toy. And the king let the boy come in. He said, hold on a second, sir. I need to attend to my son. And he put the son on his lap, fixed the toy for him, let him go and said, now, sorry, but you only got 2 minutes left. In other words, his son had more priority than even the most influential man in the kingdom. Praise God. You are children of God. Praise God.
Amen.
You have more influence with God than any influential person on the earth. If, dare I say, President Obama, I don't know where his relationship is at with Christ, but it doesn't matter if his relationship with Christ is not where it's supposed to be. Guess what? You, as children of God, have more influence with God than President Obama. Praise God.
Amen.
You have more influence with God than the Prime Minister of England. You have more influence with God than the Prime Minister of Japan, the Emperor of Japan. It doesn't matter the title or position on the earth. Your title and position as a child of God gives you boldness and the right to access God's throne room and to talk to him and get stuff from him. Praise God.
Amen.
The problem with many of God's people is you ain't taking advantage of it. Now, look at verse 12 of Ephesians chapter 3. It says, in whom we have boldness, say boldness,
boldness.
And access, say access.
Access,
with confidence by the faith of him. See, in Jesus, you have boldness and access. Do you know what that word access is? Oh, well, let me explain it to you. The dictionary definition of the word access means the ability, right, or permission to approach, enter, speak with, or use, admittance. Let me give you an illustration. How many of you work in a job in which you have to sign in on your computer in order to get on to whatever programs or databases or whatever they have at your job? How many of you work in a place like that? Well, guess what? I, in my job, I am the all-powerful system administrator. Praise God. I am the one. If you want to get on to our network, you must come through Daddy. You got to come through me, baby. And so I give people access to our computer network when they fulfill certain requirements. Praise God.
Amen.
And that's what Jesus did by his blood. He gave you access. See, now when you get access into our computer network, then you have the right to get to access all the different things on the computer. Now, those of you who do not work where I work at, you don't have the rights that the people that work there have. Praise God.
Amen.
You can't come into my office and then do a control alt delete and try to type in your name, your username and a password, because you ain't got access. In other words, you don't have the right to get on my network. Praise God. Now, those who do have the right to get on the network, they have access. So they have rights to the network, praise God. Well, Jesus, what he did was he gave you access. Glory to God.
Amen.
So the reason why you are assured of success when you go before God's throne is because God has given you access.
Amen.
By the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. See, it's the blood that gave you access. It's the blood that gave you the password, that gave you the right to go before God's throne and boldly and say, God, I'm your child. This is what I need. Praise God.
Amen.
But too many of us, we don't take advantage of that. God said, come to me for help. And we go to everybody else for help except God.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the loan company. We go to our friends, many of them unsaved friends. We go to some of our unsaved friends who ain't really living right. We go to everybody but God for help. Ain't that sad? God has given you access into the throne room. Now you imagine, let's use President Obama again. You know, because he's the highest, closest thing we got to a king in America. If I was close friends with President Obama, which I'm not, he don't know who I am, ain't never heard of me before in his life, but say if I was. Say if me and President Obama was ace boom coon buddies. We was on first names. I could call him Barack. Now, I don't do that. He's President Obama. Praise God. You should always respect the President of the United States. Amen.
Amen.
But say if I was close to President Obama like that, and if I needed a favor, but yet I don't go to him because whatever, you know, my pride, my ego, whatever have you, you know. Now, President Obama says, Troy, anytime you need me, anytime you need the backing of this White House, just let me know. And he gives me his personal phone number, the red phone, you know, the secret one that you see in all the movies that nobody has access to except special people. And he gives me access to the red phone and says, just call the secret phone anytime, Troy. And yet I don't do it. What would you call me?
Stupid.
Stupid? Yeah. Yep. Stupid. A fool. An idiot.
Yeah.
A dummy. Well, think about it. You got somebody higher than President Obama. You got the king of all the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, here's a secret phone. Call me. Call me up. Call me up. Tell me what you want. I said, call me up.
Yeah.
Call me up. Tell me what you want. And you, when the need comes, instead of calling up God, you call up Sister So-and-so. Sister So-and-so, can you let me borrow blank? I mean, no. First person you need to go to is God. Praise God.
Amen.
God will take care of your business. I'm a testimony to this. Let me say this real quick. I'm going to show you one more scripture and we'll get out of here. I remember some years ago when me and my wife and my three chillins, they were all little at the time, was about to get kicked out of the house that we were living, the one we were living at in the Wase, honey. Because I guess they were doing something with the land. I don't remember what it was. And so, you know, me and my wife, we didn't have a whole lot of money back in those days. And we needed to move into a new place. And just like everybody, everywhere else, you got to have first month's rent, security deposit, and second month's rent or something like that. You got to have like three times the amount. And I don't even know if I had enough for even the first month's rent. So the first thing the devil did was say, why don't you call your father, my earthly father. I ain't never asked nothing from my father since I was a teenager at that time, but yet I was starting to feel desperate and I was going to call him and ask him for money and borrow from him. But as I was praying, I caught myself. I said, no. I said, you know, me and my father, we have a good relationship. I know he would have sent it to me if I would have asked him. But I said, no. If God can't take care of this, then what am I preaching this stuff for? And so I went to my heavenly father. I said, Father God, you know the situation. You know what we need. You said in your word that you would supply all my need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And so I went to bed. God worked on the situation. We got ourselves into another place. Praise God.
Amen.
And it was everything we was praying for too, wasn't it, honey? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. She's shaking her head because she knew they almost compromised, and I stood on my I stood. I said, no, we ain't getting that. I want, this is what we've been praying for. That's what I'm believing God for. Yeah. And we got it. Praise God. Amen. Because I got access. Say access.
Access.
Say throne room rights.
Throne room rights.
Glory to God. You got access into your Father's throne room. Glory to Jesus. You need to take advantage of it. Let's look at one more scripture. Glory to God. This is in Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 21. You see, if God fails to honor his promises, if he fails to honor his covenant, he dishonors himself. Amen?
Amen.
He dishonors the throne. And that's what Jeremiah was bold, man. Jeremiah said, do not abhor us. Jeremiah 14:21, he says, do not abhor us for thy name's sake. In other words, for your reputation. Do not disgrace the throne of thy glory.
Yes.
Remember, break not thy covenant with us.
Hallelujah.
You see, you got a covenant with God. A covenant that's built on promises. Do you know what a promise is? A dictionary definition of promise. The word promise means, let me see, I got it written down here somewhere. Instead of me trying to do it from memory, let me read it off to you. Say, I got covenant rights.
I got covenant rights.
Glory to God. All right, here's Merriam-Webster's Dictionary of Law. I think I got it up on the board. Let me see. There it is. Merriam-Webster's Dictionary of Law, a declaration or manifestation, especially in a contract of intention or act to refrain from acting in a specified way that gives the party to whom it is made a right to expect its fulfillment. Praise God.
Amen.
In other words, if God makes promises, you have a right to expect God to fulfill them. God, when God made the promise, he could no longer go back on it. If God does not fulfill his promises, then he dishonors and disgraces his throne. Praise God. So you have throne room rights. You have access to the throne room of God. You have the right to go before God. Glory to God. As a matter of fact, in the God's Word translation of Jeremiah 14:21, he says, for the sake of your name, don't despise us. Don't dishonor your glorious throne. Remember your promise to us. Don't break it. If God breaks a promise, he dishonors himself. You think God would dishonor himself?
No.
Then you don't think he'll break his promise. God, when you go before God, don't be lazy. Don't take a little bit of time to look up some scriptures, praise God. Don't just always go rushing into God's throne room. God, I need. Find out what God has said about the need first, praise God. Go to your Bible. For example, you need strength. The other day, you know, last week, I was preaching at another church. And after I was finished preaching, you know, sometimes us pastors, we want to hear the host pastor give us a pat on the back and tell us what a great message we preached and all that stuff. So, you know, I'm just sitting there waiting for that. And the man got up. He didn't do any of that. He said, you know, I'm praying for this young man over here. The man was 90-something years old, so I was young to him. He said, I'm praying for this young man over here because he's going to need God's strength in the next few days. This man was, the Lord had spoke to him and told him that I was going to need his strength. And sure enough, it wasn't no more than the next day before I started dealing with some situations right there in my own home. And so... And on the job. And so I said, God, I need strength. So what I did was I looked up the scriptures that talked about strength. Praise God.
Amen.
And I began to claim God's strength.
Amen.
By faith through prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I began to tell God, God, this is what you said about strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Hallelujah.
I need that strength right now, Father God. And this is your promise.
Hallelujah.
And God took me through it. Praise God. I came out with flying colors. Glory to God. That's why I'm able to preach to y'all right now. Because God gave me the strength to deal with the situation. Hallelujah. So when you go before God, find out what God has to say about the area you're dealing with. And then take the promise to his throne. And I guarantee you, he'll fulfill it. because you have throne room rights. Say throne room rights.
Throne room rights.
Say I have a right.
I have a right.
To go to the throne room.
Because of the blood of
Jesus.
Because of the blood of
Jesus.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
I have access. To the throne of my Father. And he will listen to me.
And he'll
give me what I want.
And he will give me what I want.
What I want. Is in line with his word. And his word contains many, many, many promises to meet every need and every godly desire in Jesus' name. You want a husband? Go to the, if you're single, you want a husband? Go to God's throne room. That's a godly desire, praise God. You're a single man, you want a wife? Go to God's throne room. He'll give you a wife. Now, you're going to have to learn to don't look at every time some fine looking woman walks in here thinking that that's the wife God sent me. No. Sometimes the devil sends substitutes, all right? Wait on the Lord, I say. Wait on the Lord and he shall give thee strength. If you need a home, you need money, you need a car is a godly thing, praise God. There's nothing wrong with needing a car. That bus system, boy, I tell you. As long as you're going to get somebody else a ride in the car, praise God. I remember, I tell this story real quick, we're going to close out. I remember some years ago I was talking to a friend of mine, he's a pastor, and he was down on some of the teaching on prosperity, and for good reason. I'm not down on teaching prosperity. I believe in God prospers his people, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. As a matter of fact, the scripture Elise read earlier when she was teaching us about exercising our will to be glad for God, the very next verse down there says, send now thy prosperity, O God. Hallelujah. So I said, wow, I can ask God to send his prosperity. Hallelujah. God wants you to prosper. Amen.
Amen.
So God wants you to prosper. You can ask him to prosper you. If your motives are right, praise God.
Amen.
God wants you to have money. He don't want you broke. You know, man, we need to support some of these folks overseas. You know, a lot of people in Africa and places like that don't have the advantages that we have. We need to have money so we can be a blessing to them. But see, if I'm so busy struggling with my wife and my children, I'm not going to have any money to help anybody else. Amen. So ask God to prosper you. Ask God to give you an America and land of opportunity. Ask him to give you jobs, give you ideas so you can be a blessing to your people over there, get them started in a good business, and so that they can prosper and help their own people. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You go to God's throne room. Ask him for some stuff. Ask God to do some things for you. I guarantee you, he'll do it. God wants to bless his people materially and spiritually. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I know people are down on this type of teaching because people have got consumed with it and they put more focus on this than they did on Jesus himself. And that was wrong. But we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Praise God. Let's talk about the good things God wants to do for us, but let's make sure that our focus is on the kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
Because when we put the kingdom first and its righteousness, God promises that those material things that we need and desire will be given to us. He talked about clothes, food, shelter. God will bless you with a home. He'll bless you with transportation. He'll bless you with food, not just little measly old food that you can't stand. God will bless you with. The Bible says that in Psalm 103, he says, he fills our mouth with good things.
Amen.
With good things.
Thank you.
I tell you, my wife's a good cook. So I know that God has blessed me with a good woman and I can get my mouth filled with good things. Hallelujah. So God wants to bless you. He don't want you eating rice and crackers every day. Getting them crackers and cheese. I mean, you might have to start off that way. You know, if you start off that way, then Lord have mercy. Let us know so we can bring you a good meal. But God wants to bless you with good food, good clothes, a good home. Praise God.
Amen.
But your heart's got to be right with God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Stand to your feet. Did you get anything out of this today?
Yes.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.